Hey, how are you doing?
Hey Matthew, not too bad. How's the day coming along?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Great. Did you visit your family? I hope you had a good time.
Yeah, I did. This is my sister's second kid in about 2 years. But it was cool seeing them again for a little bit.
I hope everyone's happy and it must be exciting times in your family. Congratulations once again.
Yeah, thank you.
Beautiful. So Matthew, I received your email earlier this week, and first of all, we totally appreciate the fact that you considered us to be kind of partners with you on this project, and it definitely sounded like a lucrative opportunity as well, especially given the fact that we totally believe in the idea and we love how it's coming along. But like I mentioned in my email, I think you've already read my email. Is that correct?
I did.
Right. So we, by our business license and how we operate, we strictly operate as a work for hire company, and we cannot take up stakes in the project as yet. We are working on some arrangements where we can, be partners with our clients as well, given any opportunity arises. But at this time, an arrangement like this would be a bit of a far fetch. So,
I see.
right, all of that I did mention in the email, but in light of the recent developments, and when this email especially came in. That is a bit of a concern with us as well, and we wanted to understand. I wanted to take this opportunity to understand the current holdup with the project funds, and if your investors are still on board with this project.
Yeah, so the smaller ones are, but the problem was my biggest investor, who was doing almost all of the payments. So I did the first couple, and then he was going to do the rest. Since I know him, I didn't think I needed a contract. But then during the development, he and his wife started the process of getting a divorce, so he backed out. So then it was like last minute trying to find replacement investors within like a short span. And I found a lot of people who were interested, but then I just needed to find a lawyer to actually get contracts, and everything was taking a long time. And then the ulcers just made everything more complicated as
Right.
well. So I do have a bunch of people who are interested. The problem is it's just going to take time before I can actually get payments wired over.
I see. Okay. So, because the information you requested, we had that sitting ready with us and we had to share that with you. But like I, briefly mentioned over the last call as well, all of that information. The APIs and the SDK we plan to use for importing the music libraries and the projection of the AWS hosting as the user base on the application grows. Now, for the AWS hosting, we prepared a full spreadsheet, and that's sitting ready with me. And that tells you at least at a projection, it tells you how much you could expect to pay in terms of the hosting cost and how much you could expect to pay as the user base of the application grows, which of course is minor fee, but then again, I understand that you want to plug those numbers in to plan the next future for this application after this goes live. However,
Yeah, and
reason
it was sorry, it was also just more a lot of investors weren't sure that it would be that cheap for the AWS. So I just wanted to reassure them that it wouldn't be like such a behemoth of a price,
Right. However, we feel that this information, especially the API that we're going to be using, is kind of the missing puzzle that kind of brings the whole project together. And it's not really a missing puzzle, but more like a key ingredient to the mechanics of the development of this app. And if your partners, in fact, your investors, are not fiduciarily committed to, and that's exactly what I wanted to confirm, if you have a written agreement with them or not, and you just mentioned that you don't. If they're not fiduciarily committed to, seeing this through the end with you, then, we at least we don't feel comfortable sharing that information with your investors, because,
I see.
because if they are not, if you don't have a non-compete with them, then that just means that, they can replicate. Even for you, I think it should be a concerning matter that if you give this information out to someone who's not, bound by contract with you to stay on your project until the completion of the development and thereafter, then, that just divulges more information to them than they need. And that makes us uncomfortable, and I think you should be, at your part, uncomfortable with sharing that information with an investor that's not fully on board with you. You getting what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense. I've been pretty cautious about how I describe the app and, how it works without getting into too much detail. I think I just mostly wanted to know for myself so that way I could present more confidently how the API would work and that the AWS would not be as expensive as I think some investors thought. So I think it was less about showing the investors or potential investors everything that you guys have shared with me, and more just so I could definitively say, like, this is how it is, this is how it works.
Right, and then you and us have an NDA in place, and more importantly, it's a trust relationship. We don't mind sharing this information with you, even if we are not into the development phase. It's just that we just wanted to make sure this information does not go out and externally. But I understand where you're coming from, and if you would like for us to share the AWS information with you. We can, we can definitely schedule for a better time to later today or tomorrow, where I can share the, spreadsheet with you, and I can, over a screen share, I can even walk you through the spreadsheet and kind of give you some, idea on the numbers that you're looking for as far as the AWS is concerned. About the API, I think I've already given you the name. How
Yeah.
that's going to work? Yeah, how that's going to work is exactly how we have discussed it. So the biggest challenge with an application like this that we've already solved is that, when you create a room with Spotify or applications like these, whether they're paid or not, playing the song in a room where people can, all the people who have joined in can listen to the same song, that's a bit of a development challenge that, some development companies out there would definitely scratch their heads to, and they wouldn't understand how this is going to work. But that, since we figured that, I think we feel that that's kind of the secret sauce of the application. And once again, we felt that this information goes out to people who are not, committed to your project, or they've not already signed into your project. Then that could be a bit of a concern as well.
Of
So
course.
we want to make sure we are the first to the market with this idea. And
Yeah.
and then time to market also becomes important, because if people have the information, then you want to make sure you go live as soon as possible, and you take the competitive advantage of being the first in the market. And then we're taking measures to make sure the app is not, it cannot be unbundled by just anyone, because a lot of times it happens when you have an APK, especially, and not the iOS version, the Android version, that can be unbundled if it's not fully secured. So we're taking steps to make sure even that is secure. So even if we go live, or we release the beta versions of the application after it's developed and before we go live, those cannot be unbundled by the people that you send the app out to for testing. So we're taking measures at our part, and then I wanted to discuss this with you as well. So you and us are on the same page on making sure that this information and how the app is essentially working in terms of its mechanics stays confidential. And I think that is going to be the key or at least one of the major factors of the success of the application, especially since the idea is novel, and you would want to keep it that way for as long as you can, right?
Of course, of course. And that completely makes sense. I definitely should have added that I wasn't just, like, taking the files that you sent and then sending them to people. It was just more so that I could understand it and then just confidently say that we have a plan for it and the price is nowhere near what I think a lot of investors were wondering and thinking that it would be.
Right. So I think this conversation with you is kind of relieving in the sense that, you know, now I feel a lot more comfortable. When this email came in earlier on Monday, you know, of course, we were really happy that you consider us. But then at the same time, you know, I was kind of thinking at the back of my mind if the investors are still on board. So now that I have this conversation with you, I think the problem still stays there. You know, your major investor backed out. But I think we are on the same page as far as, you know, the confidentiality of the ingredients.
Absolutely.
Of the project are concerned. So now about the payments, you know, you said you're still in talks with the investors and you're trying to dial them with a contract is where you're at right now. Is that correct?
Indeed, yeah. I know one of the lawyers that works at Loyola. Like, we've been friends for a while, so I have a meeting with him so that way he could help me with the contracts that I'm going to need. But in the meantime, I've done some meetings with some new investors, and they're all really interested. I just told them, like, the bare minimum, essentially what I told you guys at the beginning, just to see if this would be something that they're passionate about, if they're interested in. And the consensus I keep getting is just, how does this not exist yet, which is great to hear. But, yeah, as soon as I can get the contracts out, then I can move forward.
Okay, so what sort of time are we looking at? Are we looking at, you know, a few days, a few weeks?
More like a few weeks.
A few weeks, you said. Okay. Right, because like I mentioned to you on the last call, we are now sitting ready with the, you know, the alpha of the app, the alpha of the web application ready as well, since we were not aware of this delay, you know, last month. We did take some measures to kind of prioritize the project and, you know, get the alphas completed as soon as possible. But a hold up, as long as you know that you're going to overcome it, is, you know, is perfectly normal, and we're perfectly okay with it as well. But, you know, on a personal level, Matthew, since you so believe in this idea, you know, rather than giving out the maximum stake to the investors, why don't you, you know, and then again, I mean, I might be shooting in the dark. I don't know about your financial numbers and everything. But, why don't you finance this yourself at the maximum that you can do? Or have you already done that and, you know, now you're looking for investors?
I think the problem was I already did that at the beginning. And so now, especially with the actor strike still going on, it's been hard to find, like, consistent work as a freelance producer.
Right.
And then pay rent and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So if I still had, like, steady work coming in, I would have no problem paying even more out of pocket. But the problem is I don't. It's not consistent anymore.
Right.
But otherwise, I would definitely...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, and then the cost of credit is also, you know, has been probably the highest over the last couple of years. So, getting credit and, you know, investing from your own pocket in terms of, you know, getting a credit union on board or doing something like that. Also, you know, my other clients also have been complaining about, you know, how the cost of credit has been. Cost of borrowing has been really high in the recent past as well. So okay, so all right, that kind of tells me where we are, and I think this, like I said, this conversation with you was relieving today, and But we would have loved to be, you know, if we could, we would have loved to be, you know, with you on this project in terms of stake and equity as well. But I think probably, you know, sometime in the future. I mean, you know, we're just starting out, and you know, if we get to a phase where we can, you know, be a part of this project, and we iron out things at our end that kind of stop us right now from investing into projects that we really see value in, we'll definitely see if we have another opportunity in the future.
Yeah, that'd be great. And I completely understood that this would be a shot in the dark, especially because when we first started talking, you let me know that this was something that you guys couldn't do, or, you know, just like it wasn't your practice. But just thought I would try.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. It's just that, you know, when you – there's a bit of a conflict of interest when you are invested into a project, and then there are projects that you're not, you know, invested by stake into. You know, you're getting what I'm saying? So, you know, the priority,
yeah,
keeping that prioritized and making sure all of our clients get the best service that we offer, that becomes a bit of a conflict when we go that route. But we're trying to figure that out as well. We might even have like a separate subsidiary that, you know, works, has a totally different teams, works on projects that we take a stake in, and that's in the works as well. That's what I wanted to, you know, kind of, you know, let you know as well. And hopefully in the future, if we have another opportunity where by that time we can actually, you know, get into the project ourselves as well, we'd be more than happy, right?
That's good to hear.
So perfect. So Matthew, that was all from my side. Now you want the information for the AWS to kind of wrap your head around it and, you know, be able to more confidently be able to get this information to your investors and tell them, you know, the cost of upkeeping the application is not too much, is what you mentioned, right? So you want to look at the AWS costing we put together, correct?
I think I'm good on that. Just understanding that it isn't going to be that pricey, I think, was just the big thing. And that way I can just bring it in to my pitches as just like it. The AWS is fine. The API is also fine. I think that was just a big thing. It was just the first few meetings that I had, I didn't really know what to say, and I think it showed. Like, everything else was going well, and then I was kind of stuck there. So just like going off of what you said, I don't need to know all of the specifics. I just needed to hear it so that way I could more confidently present to people that it is handled and it's not like a red flag or anything.
Yeah, this is one thing we figured at the start as well. And, you know, now that we are into the development, I can confirm that, you know, for the first year, you're not looking at, you know, you're starting out at probably about $15, $20 a month, $15, right? And then, you know, the user base exponentially grows, and say we get about 5,000 users on the application, say, the first 6 months. Is that what you're planning, or is that too low on, you know, compared to what you're planning with this application? How many users are you planning for the first 6 months?
Well, once we did the testing phase and I sent it out to, you know, select people and made sure everything was working, I do have a bunch of friends who are pretty big influencers, either in Illinois or in California. And, like, their combined following is, like, almost 100,000. And I was going to have them start marketing it for me for free. So I didn't really have an estimate on how many people, but my guess would have been a fair amount of people really quickly.
Okay, that's great to hear. So, yeah, I mean, even if we get, like, exponential amounts of users on board, hopefully, and I think that would be an ideal situation, we're not looking like, you know, we're not looking at $1,000 a month or something exorbitant, right? It's going to be, you know, it's going to be a couple hundred dollars at best, like, you know, at most, you know, given, and that's even based upon, you know, we've done so many applications and, you know, we We constantly keep looking into the applications that we've completed, and we know what they you know what they're paying in terms of hosting. A lot of them are hosted with us as well. We you know since we offer that as an optional service where a client doesn't have someone who can manage the AWS hosting for them. So we have first-hand mm-hmm. experience with how much it's going to cost. And, you know, there's not a certain number because, like, you know, it's pay-as-you-go, but you can get a fair
yeah.
idea based upon experience on how much it costs for a certain amount of users and activity on the application. So it's not a few thousand dollars. It may be a couple hundred dollars at maximum, even if you get, like, you know, at least for the first year, this is the kind of cost you're looking at. And not more.
Okay.
Right? So anything else you wanted to run with me? Anything that you wanted to you know, discuss with me or kind of pick my brain on?
No, that was it. It was really just the API AWS that I was even getting stuck on. So thank you for clarifying for both of those and sending the API. It's really going to help with the pitches I now have to do. I'm actually pretty excited for doing more of the pitches. I have a bunch set up after I have the meeting with my friend who's a lawyer. It should just be a couple weeks. I understand that means, like, people have probably moved on to other projects, and I completely get that. My timeline should be a couple weeks, and then I'm back on my end.
Yeah. Sure. We can always get them back on the project, and, you know, I'll do my best to make sure we lose a lot of time after you're ready to move forward. It's just that I want to, or, you know, personally speaking, I also want to make sure the app can hit the market as soon as it can, right? Because time to market is something that's of a high consideration. And any time we lose is actually the time you're giving to the other companions in the industry to kind of step up their game or be able to get on the idea. So we want to also make sure. And then, you know, on a personal level, I would, you know, I don't have full insight into your finances, neither do I have to. But I would rather recommend that as much as you can, keep the equity close to your chest. And
yeah.
You know, when the app goes live, it becomes, you know, you already have followers. You have people that can, you know, give you free mileage as soon as the app goes live. And that's a big
Absolutely.
Advantage you have. You know, if you can keep the equity of the application and the platform with you for as long as, you know, that kind of user base has hopped onto the application, I think then your equity would be worth a lot more. And you wouldn't have to give it out for, you know, cheaper.
Agreed.
Right? But that was all from my side, Matthew. I just wanted to have this, pep talk with you, kind of, make myself comfortable. And then I think we're in a good place today. And, just keep me posted. And, you know, whenever you're good to get started, or let's say you know you're going to get started, you'd be back on your feet in, say, a week or so. Just keep me posted so I can, you know, I can start making the arrangements already internally to get the team back on the project and, you know, keep the progress going. All right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, definitely will do.
Perfect. Thank you for your time, as always, Matthew. I'll let you go for now. And if you have anything, you can, you know, feel free to call me up or leave me an email. All right?
All right. Sounds good. Have a good rest of the day.
You as well. Thank you. Bye now.